This is Fresh Air. Angelina Presley first came to widespread attention as one-third of the vocal group The Pistol Annies, along with Ashley Munro and the country star Miranda Lambert. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Presley's new album, Wrangled, has a lot of criticism, overt and implied, about the current state of country music, even as it makes the musical case that Presley deserves to be a star in the industry she's criticizing.
Grass looks greener, the money does too. It sure looks easier for the chosen few. Mama always said God broke the mold when he made me, and I've spent my whole damn life trying to fit back in. I don't want to be an outlaw.
I don't want to be an outlaw, Angelina Presley sings on her new album, continuing her thought with, I want to be a straight-shooting, highfalutin' rider on the hit parade. Yes, Presley wants to be an insider, a star. She wants money, fame, and power. On the album cover, she's making an angry face while posing with a gag over her mouth, ropes lashed around her body. She's been hogtied, wrangled like a wild horse. This album is her way of breaking loose.
You ever had a dollar for every time he tracked his dirty face? Lost my clean kitchen floor. I'd be like those girls in the magazines. I wouldn't be under his thumb no more. Bible says
that's the title tune of Wrangled. Elsewhere, Presley sings a murder ballad about a woman who marries a preacher who turns out to be abusive. The song has the audacity to compare the blood of Christ to the blood of the wife's pious dead husband after she shoots him. Now listen to the way Presley gives us another song, Dreams Don't Come True. It starts off as though Presley is sitting around in a recording studio, a little bit weary, maybe improvising a lyric that is then picked up by the other musicians around her and turned into a gorgeously lush composition. It's like a dream in an old movie of how music is created. All of this to showcase a deeply pessimistic vision. That song is operating on a number of levels. On one, it's the honky-tonk lament of a woman sitting at a bar wallowing in the bad turns her life has taken. On another level, it's what Presley is talking about in interviews to promote this album, the way the country music industry has little use these days for female voices making strong statements. Country radio is filled with men talking about how much they like parties, girls, and country music. For them, country music is a concept, a genre to exploit. For Presley, it's a cause, and therefore the cause of heartache.
Cheer up, little darling. Don't be so sad. There's a time and a place for the blues you have had. Hold what you got, babe. Never give in. It feels like a tight spot, but it's just a loose end.
That's Cheer Up Little Darling, a song Presley co-wrote with the late Guy Clark. I listen to a lot of country music, and I could have sworn I'd heard another song here, called Groundswell, before. Groundswell sounds like such an obvious big hit record, I literally did a Google search to find out who had already covered Presley's song. Who could it be? Little Big Town? Chris Stapleton? I was wrong. I must have heard this song in a dream. So this is where you too can discover Groundswell, with its beautiful slow build to the surging chorus of the title phrase.
Hotel room, 30 days, still not breaking even, but I'm getting paid. One more link in the chain makes it last a little longer and it kills. It's a rainy night in Georgia, and I'm praying that the t-shirts and the records will sell. One more song, one more show, one more penny in the whale.
From its Self-Portrait in Bondage album cover to the liner notes in which the most polite thing she calls Nashville is a meat grinder where only the callous and fearless survive, Wrangled is framed as a melodramatically heroic album. But the art contained within that frame is much more subtle, nuanced, and clever, which doesn't make it any less pointed and passionate.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed Angelina Presley's new album, Wrangled.